Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, good morning. It is Good Friday in a lot of different ways. And coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Second hour coming up. We will be joined by Uncle Ted. But that's the second hour. First hour, we got to talk about some other things first. Just because they are there. Now, I'm going to do something that most people don't do. Most people would never do this, especially not in my position. With the NRA, there is a radio show called Cam and Company. It is run by Cam Edwards. It's a very long-running radio show. It is it's on Sirius XM. And they have come under fire by Media Matters because Cam Edwards made a comment, which was true, and Media Matters took it and twisted it all out of context. Now, Media Matters wrote a headline, NRA News Host Lectures College Students, Burden of Stopping Sexual Assaults is on the Victim. Now, the very first thing I would say to this, that's the kind of, that truth is self-evident, Media Matters. In the event of a sexual assault on a college campus, when it's occurring, wherever the police are in any case, they're 7 to 13 minutes away, average. And the sexual assault is going to voluntarily stop his assault. He's not going to go, you know, I really have had a change of heart here, and I'm so sorry that I started out this way, and I hope that I haven't scarred you for the rest of your life emotionally. They don't do that. So you're waiting on the cops. There is no goodwill of the assaulter. Who is going to be responsible for this? Who does this fall to? Who does it 200,000 times a year? Media Matters. I know you don't acknowledge that, but that's okay because you're Media Matters. This all coming out of an editorial out of something called the Daily Tar Heel concerning the campus concealed carry debate. The editorial was published on March the 22nd, and it criticized the national group, Students for Concealed Carry, for their efforts in raising the issue of campus sexual assault in their push to allow students to carry concealed on public campuses in North Carolina. Because you see, especially in North Carolina, when a student walks onto a college campus, that's like entering the land of Oz. Suddenly, magically, all the life's harsh realities goes away altogether, and they do not need to fear anything that happens to the regular people that are not seeking to further their education in a hallowed place of learning. The editorial reads, concealed weapons would not significantly reduce sexual assault and would create inadvertent risks within other forms of interpersonal violence. and added that proponents of guns on campus could reinforce rape culture because the burden of stopping assault would further be placed upon women. Who's going to stop it if it's going to be stopped in the middle of the act? You know, is there, does each individual co-ed, which, gosh, I wish it was the truth, do they all have Captain America sitting outside their door waiting to hear sleep being disturbed by sexual assault? Is that what you've got at North Carolina? Concealed weapons, the mere fact that they allowed them would reduce sexual assault. It would reduce robbery. It would reduce assault. Do you want to know why I know that? Because it's done it everywhere else. After they linked to a Media Matters article promoting or proclaiming guns increase the risk of homicide in domestic violence situations, the Tar Heel ultimately concludes that to reduce sexual assault, focus should be maintained on preventative programs that challenge rigid gender roles and promote healthy relationships as well as intervention trainings that teach peers to be active bystanders rather than on measures that would not solve the problem. What in the hell is an active bystander? Is that somebody that just looks on while it's going on? And let me read that again, because I'm trying to figure out exactly just what this says. Somebody needs to call in and tell me what this says, because I don't have the command of the English language, apparently. To reduce sexual assault, focus should be maintained on preventative programs that challenge rigid gender roles and promote healthy relationships, as well as intervention trainings that teach peers to be active bystanders rather than on measures that will not solve the problem. I don't even know what that says. That looks like a bunch of big words thrown together. That editorial was written by somebody that doesn't live in the real world. And this assertion that telling women they should carry guns to protect themselves in the event of sexual assault places the burden of preventing these attacks on these women is asinine. This is basically saying that any woman, what they're trying to say is that Cam Edwards of the NRA, is saying that any woman that is getting raped is inviting it, so therefore she must stop it. Which, he never said that. They look at his use of the word burden as if it was his word. And that's actually from the Tar Heel editorial, by the way. Edwards stated, I hate to tell the editors here of the Daily Tar Heel, but the burden of stopping the assault is not going to be on the person committing that assault. Not at that moment in time. It's not going to be on the cops. It's going to be on the victim if it's going to get stopped. If it's going to get stopped, it's going to be on the victim. They're going to have to pick up that mantle. Oh, yeah. And they're going to have to run with it. And he is right. He is right. You know, not too long ago in Florida, they had some alumni that went in there and started shooting up a library. And one of the people he shot was one of the proponents for students for concealed carry. That guy, if he'd had a gun, he might would have stopped that shooter. Now, the only guy that guy killed was himself, which, you know, if you're going to have a mass shooting and the only death is the mass shooter, not a bad day. Maybe Media Matters will find out I'll say that. I said that. And let me make that clear. If you're in a mass shooting and the mass shooter shoots himself and that's all that dies from it, good. Well done. Media Matters, come and join me in the real world. It's fun here. We actually feel real sunshine from time to time. Real feelings. All kinds of things. It's fun in the real world. But otherwise, you probably need to shut up. You need to shut up, Daily Tar Heel. You need to shut up, Media Matters, and let these young ladies, if they want to, protect themselves. It's a choice. If they want to make the choice, let them. Don't get out there and decide. Don't take it upon yourself to make that choice for them. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe's financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
You heard right.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on Friday. This is Lock and Loop. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. And I'm going to say it now. I'm not going to interrupt it. This portion of the show brought to you in part by GECO, tacticalholsters.com. This is the only kind of holster I run. Check them out. Coming up next hour, Uncle Ted is on Inbound. Any old 45 minutes, I would say. 45 minutes. You know what the left prefers? The leftists of the United States. Now, this is me completely disregarding the apathy of the Republican Party, okay? Because apathy is not active subjugation. They prefer active subjugation. They prefer total state control. They do. Now, if you want to make some decisions, there are some decisions you can make on your own, depending on who you are and, you know, your personal situation. You can make decisions about birth control and or abortion. And if you want to have a sex change operation, which in some cases can actually look like a mutilation. But if you prefer to have all of your constitutional freedoms, all of your God-given freedoms, well, that makes the leftists and the statists go just in completely insane. Enter Kansas. July the 1st. You know, there's a bunch of states that have been considering permitless carry. And they've been passed overwhelmingly by the state legislatures, and they've been vetoed by the governors. It happened in Virginia. McAuliffe has just vetoed just a bushel load of pro-gun stuff. Montana's done it. West Virginia's done it. Kansas, it gets the governor, Sam Brown, back, and he signed it, as I knew he would. This will make Kansas the sixth state to allow constitutional carry. It will allow Kansans 21 years and older to carry concealed firearms, regardless of whether they have obtained a permit. Training still would be required for anyone who wants to carry a concealed gun in the 36 states that accept Kansas permits. Coming from Senator Olitha Faust Godeau, a Wichita Democrat, she said she has concerns about safety, noting that law enforcement officials raise concerns about the lack of training. That's a major responsibility to carry a gun, whether it's concealed or not, and it's scary. And I predict from the legislation that and it's going to go quick. It's going to be July the 1st. We're going to see some accidents and possibly some deaths. You probably already have, Senator. But here's what I will tell you about this. Isn't it interesting when they get out there and, you know, they don't want concealed carry. They don't want concealed carry permits. They don't want you to be able to buy a gun. But then when we get out there and we get it to where we're doing away with all of that altogether, and if you just want to walk around the state of Kansas and carry a gun and not bother anybody and not have to go through any of the rigmarole and not seek the state's permission to carry it, that they are really against that, and we need to go back to the concealed carry permit. Have you ever seen how it becomes actually the preferred method then? And that's because a concealed carry permit is a state-controlled document. Plain and simple. Now, we can sit around and predict if a single person misuses a gun in Kansas, that we might see some pressure put on the legislature to cancel the law. But at the same time, we know what we have seen in Vermont, and we know what we've seen in Alaska, and we know what we've seen in other places where they have permitless carry. And they don't go insane there. They don't go insane there. If we get enough people carrying guns, yeah, we're going to have accidents. That's just a fact of life. That's why we have plane crashes every now and again, car wrecks every now and again. We have used technology to get to a point now to where just about everything is safer than walking. And yet things happen. Guns are a lot like cars. They can be used for good or bad purposes. Some people will get injured or die in a car accident, but we accept that because of the greater good provided by the use of cars. Just like that with guns, guns provide more good than they do bad. Folks, I mean, that's just a plain, simple fact. Now, there are background checks and training required to get a gun license. But if you're looking for a perfect system where no crazy people exist, well, take a close, hard look at yourself and say, disengaged with reality. There are a couple of things to note here. This law in Kansas does not expand the pool of people who may carry guns. It just expands where they may carry their guns. It also, if a crazy person does take a gun and start shooting somebody, who, even in states where they don't have permitless carry, where they do have concealed carry permits, there are lots of people that don't have concealed carry permits that go crazy and pick up guns and start shooting people, regardless of the presence of the concealed carry permit system. That happens. That happens more often than not. If a crazy person does start shooting people after July the 1st, there's a very good chance that they're going to get shot down from a few different angles. And that is a good thing. Having law-abiding citizens able to shoot back. How is it better to be standing there not being able to fight back? While you're waiting on the police, all of these things end up with the police coming in and taking charge. I know that. Everybody knows that. But if we know this, in between that time to where we make the phone call and to where the boys in blue show up, don't we want to sort of survive? Massacres occur in almost every country in the Western world. And the exception would be Israel. They don't have these kind of shootings in Israel. They have terrorist actions, which are completely different from what we're talking about here. And because in Israel, there's a substantial portion of people carry guns. Around here, anywhere where you have law-abiding citizens, a crazed gunman might be able to pull his weapon and kill one or two people, because it's going to take a moment for us to react to this. But if the population is law-abiding, a population carrying guns makes everyone safer. That's just plain and simple. The police can't be everywhere at once, Kansas, and you guys have made sure that they don't have to be. And you've taken it now to where this is the way it should be. This is the way it should be. This is the way the country is supposed to be. We're not supposed to be walking around living our lives and looking at a group of people, say like the police, and saying, "My safety is in your hands." No. That's not the way it works. It's not the way it works when you drive your car. It's not the way it works when you walk. It's not the way it works when you're at home asleep. It's not the way it works ever. The police are not responsible for your safety. It's both. That's a real fact and has been found to be true by the Supreme Court. You can't legally tell them that. Good for you, Kansas. Way to go. Now, if the rest of the country will follow along, maybe we can be getting somewhere. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to salientarmsinternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation with you.
By now, you've heard about Bitcoins, but did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co, because at BidBit.co, you can receive Bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right, whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BidBit.co. That's BidBit.co. BidBit.co.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, It still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Right now at Ammoland.com on the front page, you will see a press release that's out there about what's coming on next week. Next week, from the Brian Terry Foundation, Brian Terry's siblings, Kent Terry and Michelle Terry Bullock, are going to break their silence exclusively here on Monday. Then, for the rest of the week, it's going to be equally as good. Aaron Cowan's going to be joining us Tuesday. We're going to talk about creating space. Chris Knox, we're going to go into Indignant Fury Part 2. Thursday, Larry Vickers from Vickers Tactical, Master Sergeant Larry Vickers from Delta Force, the first trainer we've had that is my age. And ending the week with Texas Law Shield, that's all coming up next week. But we're going to kick it off with that exclusive from the Brian Terry's brother and sister. Big brother, big sister, as a matter of fact. That's all next week. Now, coming out of Louisiana, everybody remembers the, as they put it, as it's in the bill there in Louisiana, the high profile range accident last year that occurred when a 9-year-old little girl was perhaps unwisely handed a fully automatic Uzi, and she shot the instructor trying to teach her how to use it. Everybody remembers that, right? In Louisiana, which is 1,300 miles away from where this incident occurred, there's a Louisiana Democrat who wants to ban youth under 13 years of age in her state from being able to shoot an Uzi, a submachine gun. No other gun named, just the Uzi. She introduced a bill in the State House that would make it a felony to provide an Uzi and would send those in violation to the penitentiary for up to 2 years. Here you go, child that's under 13. Would you like to hold this Uzi? Oh, my gosh, I'm going to jail. Here comes the Uzi police. Representative Barbara Norton, Democrat from Shreveport, sponsor of the legislation, said, "I think it's so important that we as legislators continue to make sure that we can do everything we can to protect the safety of our children. When I think about the fact of a 12-year-old having access to a machine gun, it concerns me. How about the parents? Ma'am, how about them? Can they make those calls. Because there's plenty of little under 13-year-old girls right now tearing it up on three guns. Just tearing it up. They handle them quite well. They handle them better than I do. Norton advised the Times PKUM that she has moved to introduce her measure following the tragic death last summer of firearms instructor Charles Vaca, who was accidentally shot in the head by a 9-year-old girl. He was teaching to shoot an Uzi. Would it have made any difference if she'd been 15? It's a tragedy. Absolutely. But would it have made any difference? And what's your point? And why only an Uzi? Tell me why. Because here's the thing about the Uzi. I've been around guns a long time. I trained with every nation in NATO when I was stationed in Europe. Every nation in NATO trained with their weapons. Never held an Uzi. As a civilian, I've had gun companies that have built me some of the finest weapons known to man. Had an Uzi once. Other than that, I've never been out there running an Uzi, carrying an Uzi. I very rarely ever see an Uzi. So what is the preponderance of Uzis happening in the hands of people under 13 years old? And why in the hell would we introduce a bill about it? Because it's not happening nearly as often as she thinks. Norton said once you start shooting the Uzi, it's going to keep going and going and going, and bullets could go anywhere. It's the ever-ready bunny. The language of this bill, as it is written, if it's adopted, would forbid anyone from giving, selling, donating, lending, or otherwise providing one of the firearms to a youth 12 years of age or lower, even temporarily at a range. The Act does not make allowances for select fire weapons used in semi-auto mode or those that have been modified to fire semi-auto only, which is the preponderance of those that you would find out there. I have no idea how many fully automatic Uzis are out there in the world today. Okay, let me tell you my impression of the Uzi. Very small, very compact. When you get it brand new, that bolt pulling it back to charge the weapon, hard as a rock. It's like pulling back, I'm sure it is easier to cock a howitzer than it is to pull that little bolt back on the Uzi. And this is in the sportsman's paradise of all places. Louisiana. When I was stationed in Louisiana, at Fort Polk, Louisiana, which I'm not going to tell you what I thought of that, but when I was stationed there, on a regular basis, now it wasn't happening with Uzis, but on a regular basis, even in the military housing area, which is on a federal military reservation, where you don't shoot guns except on a range, every Saturday, without fail, while I was there, I would hear one or two gunshots, and then I would hear garage doors slamming, and somebody just had just shot a deer that had wandered into the housing area, and they were putting it in the garage to dress it. Because it is the sportsman's paradise. You can walk out anywhere, just about, except in the major cities, and I wouldn't be surprised if you can do it a little bit there, and shoot something, and kill it, and eat it, which is what everybody does there. See, when I went to the sportsman's paradise, I was a big power lifter. I was thinking I'd find a lot of sporting goods stores. That's not what I found. According to data maintained under the National Firearms Act, Louisiana, as of March, has a total of 6,583 registered full auto select fire weapons on file. It is unknown how many of these are titled to Uzis. Senator Norton, is it Senator or Representative? Representative Norton has gone out there and designed a law without knowing whether or not she actually has something in her state that she has to be worried about. This to me is a little bit like one of these laws. In the chat room, Musku is saying it was heavy as an anchor and just as accurate. Couldn't hit a bull at 10 paces. That's an Uzi. That's an Uzi. It's a fine weapon. Don't get me wrong. It's not my cup of tea. All right. I like a gun that I can fire without having to get out there and fight it to get it in the firing mode. But Representative Norton, without knowing whether there's any Title II Uzis out there, has decided that she's going to make a bill. And since there's no differentiation between a semi-automatic Uzi and a fully automatic Uzi, that means that everybody that right now in Louisiana that might own a semi-automatic Uzi, which, you know, I haven't seen many of those either, to be honest. Not seeking one out. Don't want one. Couldn't care less. But, you know, we got to have a law against it. They've got a law coming out against it. Anybody that owns one right now is going to have to be very, 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 very careful. Don't, if you find a 13-year-old child at the range and you've got your semi-automatic Uzi, run for your life. Because Representative Norton's coming for you. The Louisiana HB 86 has been referred to the House Committee on Administration of Criminal Justice. I've always thought of Louisiana as a fairly pro-gun state. Hopefully somebody will look at this and just say, only Uzis? Only Uzis. Have you ever seen an Uzi? I've never seen an Uzi. They'll be saying it so often they'll start calling it Susie or something like that. It'll morph. It's going to morph into something else because it's so ridiculous. Hey, but this is politicians at best, and this is the status who, you know, it's perfectly okay now if you want to go have an abortion. You can make that decision on your own. After all, this is a free country. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case. Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Coming up next segment, when we flip into the next hour, we will be with Uncle Ted Nugent. It's been a while since I got to talk to him, so we'll see. And I want to thank all of you that download the show the various ways that it's available out there. You guys are making me look good. Thank you very much. Last month was the best month I've ever had. And, I mean, there was a couple of months in the past that I thought would never be eclipsed just because of what happened, who I had on at that particular time. You guys are making me look good. Thank you. Thank you very much. You guys remember at Washington High School last year where a student showed up, shot four students, and then shot himself. And, you know, that was the beginning of another cry for gun control and everything else and all of these other things. Everybody remembers that, right? Jaden Freiberg used his father's Beretta PX Storm that he stole when he opened fire at Marysville Pilchuck High School October 24th. A tragedy. A unarmed teacher ran up on him to try to get him to stop before he shot himself. And she should be commended for her courage. No way I do that. I am not going to run up on a gun unarmed. Now, if I have a gun, I'm going to pick my spot, and then I might do something, but beyond that. Now we find out that Jalen's father, Raymond Lee Freiberg, should never have been in possession of that gun in the first place. You see, he was a prohibited person, and somehow he passed a federal background check. He had been the subject of a permanent federal... Is it federal? Yeah, well, no, the Justice Department confirmed it. It doesn't say whether it's federal. He was the subject of a protective order that had been enforced since 2002 with no expiration date after his former girlfriend alleged he made threats against her following a history of violence. In September 2012, he violated the protective order, which resulted in a fine and him being placed on probation for 1 year. But less than 4 months after he was placed on probation, he went to Cabela's and purchased a gun on the Tulalip Reservation. I guess that's an Indian reservation. Native American, whatever you want to be called, or whatever the politically correct thing they should be called, you know, as far as that's concerned. During the next several months, he bought four additional guns. The required 4473s that he completed prior to the purchases clearly stated that any individual with an active restraining order is prohibited from buying firearms, but according to the complaint, he simply lied about the protective order, and since he passed the background check, was able to successfully complete the transaction. Now, here's the first question. If he was a prohibited person, why didn't he show up on NCIS? Or NICS, or whatever. NICS. Why didn't he show up on that? Why didn't the Tulalip Tribal Police Department report him? Why, whoever's in charge, why wasn't he on the list? You know, this is the list, the master list that protects us all. It is the thing that keeps us from complete and total anarchy, or so they would have us believe. Cabela's released a statement confirming that they strictly comply with federal, state, and local laws regulating the sale of firearms. I believe that because they want to stay in business selling them. And they said that records indicate those regulations were followed during Freiberg's transactions. The Tulalip Police Department declined to comment on the case, citing that it was not their policy to discuss active investigations. Alan Gottlieb, stepping up, hitting a home run with the obvious, said the decade-old protective order against Freiberg never made it into the national instant check system, which makes the background check system ineffective. It's how do you get out there and say to a country where you have to get permission to buy something on where you're protecting us from ourselves? That's what you're doing. How do you say that with a straight face? We're doing this for your protection when you don't put the bad guys on there. How does that work? Isn't that the issue about it, all of this, as far as expanded background checks and everything? Isn't that what you always ask us? You say, would I sell a gun to a known felon? Or maybe you change that. Would I sell a gun to a known guy to be on a domestic violence restraining order? Well, no, I wouldn't. Not knowingly. But that's the reason you want all of this stuff. And, you know, I don't know how well this happened in Washington State prior to I-594. I-594 wouldn't have stopped him either. It wouldn't have stopped him either. Your gun control doesn't stop people from getting guns. It doesn't stop bad people from getting guns. It's never stopped bad people from getting guns. It's never going to stop bad people from getting guns. Ever. Ever. Makes it a little more difficult for me and you to get a gun. Jonas Oransky, the Every Town for Gun Safety Council, said in an email to guns.com, background checks are only as good as the prohibiting records in the system. And it is always a terrible result when a prohibited purchaser can pass a background check because his criminal mental health or restraining order record is not captured by the system. That's not the story here. It's not that it isn't captured by the system. The background check system is not Skynet. It's not the HAL 9000. It has to be entered into the background check system in order for it to pop up. Oransky maintains the background check system works to stop dangerous people from getting guns. And he points out that more than 2 million people have been denied purchases through the system since 1998. He points out that in Washington alone, 2,151 people with active restraining orders against them were denied through the system in a 10-year span. And the state of Washington has received over $12.5 million from the federal government over the last 20 years to improve its record reporting system. Yeah, but that's you know, this is what happens when you bribe a state government. Hi there, we're the feds. We want you to improve your background check system. Here's this money. Please take it. We expect you to improve your background check system. However, this will be on the honor system. We expect you to honor the honor system. That happened here in South Carolina last year. And they wanted South Carolina to report mental health adjudications to the NICS system. And they threw $1 million at them. $1 million. Now, in governmental terms, $1 million is valet money. But our legislators jumped. I mean, they jumped through flaming hoops, very small ones. They thread that needle like somebody that works at Singer. And they did it without hesitation. And then when I called the Attorney General's office and said, why did you guys just leap headlong into that? And they were like, well, we consulted with the, we consulted with these guys and with those guys. And I was like, yeah, you guys are working with today's stats. What if Obama lowers the bar because, you know, he wants to? And they were dumbfounded. They didn't know what to think. I said, do you know what they're doing? And this is the thing. Once again, a state fails to look outwards. You know, New York and California, they use databases to cross-reference. And I said, you know, they're doing that already to deny gun rights. And they were like, huh? And I'm just sitting there on the phone talking to a liaison in the state attorney general's office going, I could have swore I was talking to this guy. I don't know. Coming up next hour, next weekend, is the NRA convention. And there's going to be a bunch of people there, and there's going to be a lot of shindigs going on. And joining us to talk about what he's going to be doing and what he has been doing in the next hour is going to be the one and only Uncle Ted, Ted Nugent. And we will talk to him about this. He's going to be at the NRA 2015 Annual Meetings and Exhibits Convention for the NRA in Nashville. And we'll let you, well, you know, he hosts a TV show on the Outdoor Channel. He's all over the place. He is the one advocate out there who is couldn't care less about what anybody thinks. That is the most dangerous of the advocates known to man. When you don't care what the other guy thinks about you, oh my gosh, how far can you go? That is all coming up next. We are about, I don't know, 12 minutes away from that, 11 minutes away from that. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical Breach Barrier supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
It's happening again. The feds are trying to ban your freedom to own body armor. In January, a newly introduced bill, H.R. 378, will take away your right to buy Level 3 and higher body armor. Katie Armor offers the most affordable Level 3 body armor packages on the market today. Protect yourself. Buy your body armor now before it's too late. Go to katiearmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-Armor.com. Come and take it.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.